B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I'm looking in last night, the protests. Something happened where CMPD, about 7 hours ago, pushed a group of protesters down a street and started firing
the tear gas
on them. The protesters turned to run the other way, and another group of CMPD were shooting from the tear gas from that side.
So they were trapped in between two riot lines on a block.
Yes, and it looks like they're next to the Omni Hotel.
Okay.
So, near Uptown. And so it looks like the two lines of police officers clearly weren't communicating because there's no exit for these protesters. They had to literally open a gate at the Omni Hotel and climb under it to get away from the choking smoke.
Oh, no.
How do we stand for that? How do we pay our taxpayer money to the police who can't figure out how to properly disperse and communicate a crowd if that's what they want to do? I don't see any officers standing, walking, marching, kneeling during this little segment.
So what was happening? What was happening that led up to that? Was there like looting, or was there? Is it just? Do they just close protests down? Is that like how they ended for the night? I don't know. I'm never up late enough to see how it goes.
Well, the good news is we have Mayor Vi Lyles is on with us at 8:30 this morning, and
we got a tweet here from CMPD that says that we are internally reviewing the circumstances that developed this evening on 4th Street to ensure policy and protocol were followed. It looks bad.
Yeah.
The video looks really bad.
Because what protesters need to know is, like, and it's probably written somewhere in some bylaw or something, but, like, I understand that you have to respect the law, but the law also has to respect the right to protest. So what is it? If a police officer asks you to disperse 5 times, is that written somewhere? And the crowd doesn't, after telling them 5 times, you may use, you know.
I don't know.
Right? Because what is the line? Like, I want to talk to the mayor about this today. It's so important because these protests aren't going to end, y'all. If you're expecting a sprint, you're in for a marathon on the protest.
Did they do tear gas when those anti-shutdown protesters went to the Capitol building and stood in the middle of the Capitol building?
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah.
So that must just be the way to get rid of them.
And flashbangs and rubber bullets.
And rubber bullets. My gosh. That would get people running.
Nicole showed me a picture yesterday, and she goes, look, you know what this is? And I couldn't tell. It was clearly skin that was all red and rashed. And tell Roy, what was it?
It was someone who got hit by rubber bullets in the female area.
In the breast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you know, I was just talking to a CMPD officer yesterday, and there must be something that happens at nighttime, because he says that whoever's organizing, I guess there's a group of people who's actually organizing the protest.
Senator Jackson said that yesterday.
Yeah, so, but the CMPD says that they give out their where they're walking. They give out where they think
the protesters
tell them everything.
Right.
So I guess maybe those plans just doesn't extend into nighttime, and then that's what the police don't
want. But then
like.
There needs to be a curfew.
Yeah.
We don't have a curfew.
Or maybe the protesters just need to continue the plan for evening hours.
So in other words, if you deviate from your route,
then maybe they, I don't know.
That we need to find out.
Because they shouldn't stop protesting. Let them keep protesting.
I love that the Chief Putney's going to look into this and they're going to review it. I mean, you got to figure this out. Like I said, this is not going away. There's going to be many more nights of protests, as there should be.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone is tired of it. Everyone is sick of it. Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, this is different. And my mom asked me yesterday, she said, why do you think it's different this time? So many black men have been murdered by police officers before. And believe me, I come from a family of two things, pilots and police officers. Mm-hmm. My one side of the family were all police officers. The other side of the family were all pilots. And I respect the law. I get the law. There's great officers out there, but there's also rotten eggs, and that's the ones that we're dealing with, right? I said, Mom, because this particular case in Minneapolis with George Floyd, there was no question. There's no gray area. There was no, you know, maybe he had a gun or he charged the officer or anything like that. This is 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Of him, this officer standing on someone's head and crushing it and basically choking him to death. Yeah. And my mom said, yeah, I guess that's right. You know, there's no, because even in some other cases where, you know, a black man's life has been lost, one side of it's going, well, the cop told him 10 times to freeze and he didn't. Okay, you can't say that in this case. And that's why I think it has caught everyone's attention. Even the people who might have in the past been like, well, this, that, no one. Rush Limbaugh, who's right of right, the most conservative guy in the country.
And the white of white. He's the right of right and the white of white.
He makes me look tan. I look like Nicole around him. He said this is ridiculous that that officer was murdered in plain sight. And it's true.
The George was murdered.
I said the officer. George was murdered in plain sight. Yeah. Thank you, Roy.
Yeah, I had a good conversation with the CMPD officer yesterday. And I brought up to him because I don't want him to think that I was anti-police, you know. But I also wanted to make sure he knew where I stood with Black Lives Matter.
And you were a cadet.
I want to make sure he knows. I was like, you know, and it's a, you know, because there were some, yesterday it was like news that some police officers were being hurt and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, it really sucks. And, you know, he told me, he said, you know, that's what we signed up for. He said, sucks, but we're here to protect the citizens. And that's what we sign up for.
Yeah.
And, you know, he acknowledged that there's some bad ones out there. He was a really cool guy. I don't want to share his name because I don't know if he would want that.
Sure.
But he was, I saw him, I was out shopping and he was sitting out there and we had a good conversation. He was providing security and he was like, you know, it is shame that officers, but that's our job. And, you know, he's like, I hope that something good comes of all this. He was a very good officer.
I can't figure out what happened last night and why there was that lack of communication and what the big deal was. You know, there's not a curfew. We're missing something. There's a big piece of disconnect between us and the police.
Well, I think there's also just a big disconnect in general of like, how is it that I can have such a good conversation with that officer, him talking about how he agrees with the protest and how, you know, he understands. And then there's some officers who are very different opinions.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I guess because they're human, right? It's just they're...
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
All right. More news broke out overnight. And actually, I have a little insight into this, too, personally. The RNC looks like it's not coming to Charlotte. We'll explain more.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren at Kiss 95.1.
So, the RNC was supposed to come to Charlotte bringing hundreds of millions of dollars for the local economy. Mm-hmm. And the mayor, of course, who's a Democrat, and a lot of the council members who are Democrat, and we have a Democratic governor, they all said, sure, we'll take the RNC. You guys have the right to come to our city and use the Spectrum Center and the surrounding area.
Well, I think they were also excited about the money.
Bro, they were very excited about the money.
Let's be real.
Because a lot of cities pitched to get the RNC.
Yeah.
We beat other cities. So then COVID-19 happens, and what it comes down to is that they don't want a bunch of people from other states coming to Charlotte, in particular North Carolina, and, you know, as a whole, without a plan. You know, you have to have a plan. The NBA, the NHL, these sports teams, they have a plan on how they're going to get back to basketball and hockey. So our local governor, Pat Cooper, said, hey, send us your plan.
Roy.
Roy
Cooper.
Pat Cooper's a comedian. Roy Cooper said, send us a plan. And I have insight from someone who I know works for the Trump administration that it's not going to happen. Which, they're going to go somewhere else where they don't have to follow those rules.
Well, Trump tweeted it.
Yeah, I know, but it's not a game. What I'm saying is this is not a game of where Trump's going, calling the bluff.
Yeah.
They're just not going to come.
Well, I mean,
and another state will take it, and another state will get the money.
Because he wanted it to be all in one room, no masks, everyone close together.
Yeah. And Governor Cooper's like, we just don't want that.
Yeah.
You know, we're still in phase two here. we could be back to phase, you know, we're supposed to be in phase three soon.
Granted,
we could be back to phase two in August. Who knows?
Granted, no one's following the distancing rules currently, but
I know. And
I'm surprised the governor hasn't yanked back the phases because of, you know, because you know there's got to be a spread, right?
They're going to wait and see, I guess.
And by the way, if there's not a spike in numbers, I have questions.
Right.
I mean, I know that there's science that says that you you can catch it if you're exposed to it for, like, if you're sitting down and, like, if you have constant exposure.
Somebody that you're talking to very close has it, and the droplets is the main thing.
Yeah, so I guess I could, maybe if they're out walking and protesting, but you just have to imagine. I mean, when I watch the protests, I'm like, there's coronavirus just jumping around person to person.
I talked to somebody yesterday who, like, is very fearful that that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. And I went the other way. I said, I think in 2 weeks we're going to find out what you just said, that
it's not a thing.
It didn't happen. So we'll see, definitely. But anyway, I thought that was an interesting nugget. You know, I'm the same guy that gave you the nugget that Cam Newton will be on the Panthers moving forward in 2020.
That's not true.
No, that's not true at all.
So you're saying your sources aren't the
My sources the best. Are thin.
Yeah. Well, I love that your source just repeated what Trump tweeted. So that's, I mean...
Well, I know, but I got it before he tweeted it. That's, and I didn't think anything of it.
You got it before the...
Yeah, so because if Trump tweets it, you might think that he's playing a game with Governor Cooper. You know, trying to play, because Trump is the ultimate negotiator.
Sure.
So wait, do you think Celebrity Apprentice is done then?
If with him, no, he'll probably go back and do the Celebrity Apprentice.
I loved that show.
I imagine it's going to come back.
Show.
Isn't he still an EP on it?
I think so.
Yeah,
he bashed his own show, and Arnold Schwarzenegger took it over. He goes, it's a terrible show.
Yeah, and his name was on it. He was like an executive producer. I think he'll go back. I think he'll write some books, go back to the celebrity life.
There's nothing that I loved more than watching B-level celebrities selling yogurt on the street for charity.
Yeah.
You know, like they had to do. But, hey, you asked for it, Roy, and we have one. We have a law enforcement officer on hold who wants to give us a little insight as to what might have went down last night with the protests.
And I love that because what you saw on the news this morning is it appears protesters were trapped between two lines of police, and they were both shooting in chemical agents, and they couldn't escape. They even had to break into a garage to escape. So
it looks like it was the Omni Hotel. We're talking about 4th Street uptown, by the way. This happened.
Is Omni a 4th? Either way.
On the other side. Yeah, I think it is.
Maybe he would give us an insight. Maybe there's a tactic that is not being talked about. So we'll have this law enforcement official on coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Welcoming Anonymous to the Manny More Than Rim Morning Show. Anonymous, I'm so glad you called because you have 9 years of law enforcement experience, and you can maybe give insight to what happened last night, because we watched, you know, the news, and we saw where it appears protesters were kind of trapped in a block between two lines of police in riot gear, and on both ends, they shot tear gas into the crowd trying to disperse, but they couldn't go anywhere. So...
Right. I don't know what occurred last night. I haven't seen anything about it. I haven't watched the news or anything over the night. But just based off of what I've heard from you guys this morning, one thing you've got to remember, you've got a peaceful protest, which is what we all have the right to, but we do not have the right to riot.
Right. And the looting, the...
Orders, right. Yeah. And if you have people that are throwing bottles, then obviously you no longer have a peaceful protest. You have a riot.
That's important. Injured. That's important, Anonymous. So... The minute something besides chanting, walking, demonstrating, kneeling, the minute someone throws something that hits an officer or hits like another protest or something, then law enforcement deems it a riot?
Right. You now have violence. You don't have a protest any longer. You have violence, which is now going to be a riot. If you have a gathering of three or more people and there's violence involved, then you've got a riot. There's some other elements that I can't remember right off the top of my head, but you're going to have a riot at that point. It's no longer a protest. The other thing you have to understand also, now, protesters, they can contact the city and things like that and get permits or permission to shut down streets for their protest, but if they don't have that sort of permission or those permits and they get out here and they shut down a street, now we're infringing on other people's rights as well, and you don't have a peaceful protest for that either. So if they're out here on 4th Street, I'm not sure, you should be familiar with that area, but you've got the jail down there, you've got the courthouse down there.
So, do you have an idea of what happened, why they kind of got sandwiched? Do you think that was just bad communication, or is that a tactic?
there are certain tactics where you're going to try to, you know, keep them under control. But typically, from what I remember on that, I only had a little, very small amount of riot control training or crowd control training. And there are certain tactics where you're going to have officers or come from different directions. Otherwise, you're going to be chasing the people around all night. But if you're releasing agent, there should be, from what I remember, and I could be wrong on this, from what I remember, there should be some form of out or escape for them.
The officer who is hit by a water bottle, does he have the right to fire an agent, or does that come from a superior senior officer?
There's going to have to be some form of command, I would imagine.
Okay.
Just because you're getting hit in the head. I mean, that's going to happen quite often out there for these types of things.
Yeah.
It's probably going to take some number of those incidents occurring, and then they're going to communicate that with one of their superiors, and then from there, they're going to start giving orders to disperse, most likely. And then if those orders to disperse are not followed, then they're going to start releasing agents. But yeah, all of that, they're going to give warning on all of that.
Yeah.
And usually on those orders to disperse, they're going to give those every so many minutes. That's not something that just happened over a period of 2 minutes, and then all of a sudden they're firing agents.
It's a thought-out plan.
Okay.
Right.
Well, the only thing that wasn't thought out last night was one unit was on one side, the other unit was on the other side. And CMPD, to their credit, they said they're reviewing it. That's a quick response. They'll figure it out, and hopefully we get it right moving forward. So, Anonymous, thanks so much, man. Thanks for the service that you gave the city. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, bud.
And we're always available for conversation at 704-570-9595. You can text us. You could call us. That's what this is about. This is a two-way street. If we say something that you disagree with, you have the right to come on the show and discuss it, as long as it's a logical thought. Don't just come on spewing your hate.
Right. Well, I mean, because, of course, with the hate, but, too, we don't know what we're ever talking about. We're just talking about the way we feel.
Right. And, we're not a factual show.
We're not reporters. We're not the news. But then again, they don't get it right either, so.
No, I've heard people on the news call me Manny.
Right.
It takes 1 second to find out that it's Manny.
Everybody calls you Manny.
I know. Boy, is that annoying. Can we look into that after we get a minute's breath, find out why everybody calls me Manny? Hey, we got a voicemail message from Angry Frank, but it's mostly for Loren, and she's not with us today?
And Loren's about to be not with us for quite some time. She's literally days away from having a child.
But do you want to hear it anyway, and then you can play it for Loren tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play Angry Frank. And the way we got this voicemail message is so funny. If you're not familiar with Angry Frank, he's a man from Rock Hill who stumbled upon us months ago, probably over a year ago now. And he calls and is a very interesting man. Angry Frank's...
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
No Loren today, Roy.
Nope, she is. She didn't get much sleep last night. You know, she is pregnant and literally going to have her child Saturday.
They're going to induce her on Saturday, but they did a little procedure last night to help maybe induce
sooner
the labor. Mm-hmm. Well, no. Just to make the whole process easier.
So, in theory, she could have the baby any second. They're saying, hey, Saturday, if he doesn't have it by then, we're going to do it then.
Yeah, they want to kind of let her body naturally do it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They want to get into, they strip the membrane.
Oh. Okay. I don't know. I don't
but
know
I want
means.
To talk after 7 because I want to find out. It's always great hearing from you ladies where your water broke and how unexpected it was. Because our Ren's going to be in that position where she might turn the microphone on this morning and jump in on the show and be like, oops, my water just broke. Bye.
I've been hoping for that moment for so long. Now, we have a listener who we love. Every time he calls down in Rock Hill, his name's Angry Frank. Now, he left us a voicemail?
No. Well, yes, kind of. He didn't leave us a voicemail. So we don't have someone at the front desk right now because, like most companies, we're running on a skeleton staff. So we don't have a receptionist. But when you call the main office line and you pound enough numbers, you can get to, like, programming. And then when you get to programming, it says, who would you like to speak with? You know, the automated thing, Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Okay.
He didn't do that. This comes from the engineering department.
Oh, so he somehow, okay.
He somehow managed to leave a message on Brad, our chief engineer's voicemail, and Brad forwarded it to us.
Oh, wow, okay.
But where did he think, like, oh, you've reached the engineering office. Leave your message now.
Well, they engineered a radio station.
All right, listen to Frank. He's got a sweet message for Loren.
Okay.
That we need to play for her tomorrow. And then he also has a message for the protesters.
New messages.
Oh, I don't even know if I got the right number. this is a message for Manny Roy and the Loren show. I hope you guys get this. And, hey, Loren, you're going to have that baby, huh, girl? Okay. I want you to know that I'm going to give you something very dear to me, girl. It's my teddy bear I kept over the years. I'm gonna give it to Leroy to bring it over to you so that you have it in time so you can hug on something to that baby. Hug on to something because I know having a baby can be easy. And what's going on here in the Queen City, I ain't happy about. But I tell you one thing. This is how I feel about the whole doggone thing. Is that I love my country, and I love the fact that we have the freedom to protest. That's right. I love the fact that we have that, and I support those protesters out there. Do what you do. You kids are our future. But this is what I do not like, and I'm going to tell you straight right now.
Oh.
You agitators that come in our town and tear everything up, you get the hell out of our town, or you pick up a broom, pick up a shovel and help us clean it up. Now that's all I got to say. Goodbye.
End of messages.
I love him, man.
And that's how you take a bite out of crime. He sounds like McGruff the Crime Dog.
He does sound like McGruff the Crime Dog.
A couple things there. One, like we said, he just left the voicemail randomly in our engineering department, and thank God, because who knows if other people have messages sitting on their voicemail box from Frank and they just haven't checked it.
Probably. He's probably called five numbers. By the way, he has my cell phone number, but he doesn't, I guess, save me. And it just says, like, radio.
Oh,
he doesn't know how to get a hold of me.
Yeah. So he has a teddy bear that he wants to give to Loren. And you're going to, apparently he said Leroy's going to bring it. That's your old radio name.
That's literally my old radio character name. So, yeah. Okay.
And then I have to imagine he's talking about the agitators. You would he must be down there in Rock Hill watching national news and is confused that the Queen City's getting torn up. Now I know there's been some instances, bricks through windows and stuff, but it's not nearly
it's not like Target where they're demolishing Target.
And it's not nearly as bad here in the Queen City as it is in other cities, thank God, across the country.
Well, maybe something is going on in Rock Hill in this neighborhood.
Let me tell you something. You better pick up a shovel, and that's how you take a bite out of crime.
Frank probably saw some trash in his neighborhood, and he's like, they came down here.
Get the hell out of our town, or you pick up a broom, or pick up a shovel, and help us clean it up. Now that's all I got to say.
Yeah! I want him to get on a megaphone. Can Frank lead the protest?
Frank has a lot to say. You know, in protest, you got to have, like, small chants. Frank would be rambling. Like, there's nothing good about a rambling Frank on a megaphone. You'd be in the far back going, what the heck is he talking about?
And he's got a very, like, smoker voice, so you can't really understand him anyway.
And then I'll tell you about that.
Well, yeah. All right, let's do this. After 7, in honor of Loren going to have that baby on Saturday. She's not here this morning. They did some procedures last night that was made it a little harder for her to sleep to help induce labor. We want to know, where did your water break? What was the weird spot? Roy and I obviously can't play. We need you guys to jump in on the combo, though.
704-570-9595. Where did your water break?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren, who is not here on the show with us today, is going to be having a baby Saturday, though. And so we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Where was the place that your water broke? It was a strange place.
We got a lot of text messages we'll get to. But, you know, Roy and I, this obviously isn't something that we went through, ladies. And so the question that we have that maybe someone can answer is, like, do you not know? Does it literally just happen out of nowhere? Or is there, like, a pre-sign to the fact that your water is going to break?
Like, maybe a pain or a cramp and then?
Right.
Or are you just, like, hanging out watching Jeopardy and you look down and you go, oh.
Or like, in this case, someone was at church and they said that their baby came out baptized, 704 said. But like Dean, my first, and by the way, give us a shout, ladies. Give us a little insight here. Where did your water break? And does it just happen at literally happen out of nowhere? 704-570-9595. If you could take a minute. My son Dean was a C-section. So that was planned. So Amanda's water never broke. And then with Ruby, Amanda kept thinking that her water broke, but it didn't. You know, she was having false water breaks.
Really?
And yeah, but not even in that big of a deal. She just goes, you know, no, I guess not. You know, like I heard that. And then all of a sudden it was a work day and it was like 4:15 in the morning and I was getting ready to get up anyway. I just snoozed my alarm and she goes, babe, it's time to go. I just called the doctor. The water broke. Like, all right, let's do it. No big issue.
How do you know when it's not real? Is that too disgusting?
You have to call the doctor and give them your like what you went through, like what you're feeling. I think this is right.
Okay.
And leave it to us to have a lesbian on the show who's not pregnant, never been pregnant anyway, as the female on our show.
Right.
So we're just three birds in a nest without a mom right now.
Yeah.
All right, so let's read some of these text messages. Another one from 980 says, bye-bye, baby. I bought the crib stroller and went right to the hospital. This is the weird places where people's water broke.
We got a DM from Maddie. Maddie says that I was at TGI Fridays in the middle of dinner. The waitress helped us get out quickly, and they gave us our meal for free.
704 said, I was at Carowinds. I just got in, and I was walking around with the kids and told my husband, I'll go to the hospital. You stay here. Baby came 5 hours later.
Mm.
I texted back to see if the husband and the kids made it. You can't get through Carowinds in 5 hours.
Nope. No parking and walking up is a...
704 said, I was on 485 going to work. I still went into work until my boss forced me to go home. I later went to the hospital and had a healthy baby girl, who, by the way, is 4 today. Happy birthday to that baby.
Oh, this is interesting. This is from, I think it's Hattie, a DM on at the MRL show on Insta that says, we were at a church at my uncle's wedding. I didn't want to make a scene in the middle of the wedding. I waited until the ceremony was over.
Oh, my gosh. Water breaking at the wedding.
Amazing is that. Let's talk with Tammy in Gastonia. Tammy, you're on with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Morning. So where'd your water break?
My water broke in the Walmart parking lot.
Before or after getting groceries?
Well, I was putting milk in the car, and I put the milk in the car, and then I was like, it's my water just broke. And my sister was like, go ask them. And I was like, I'm not asking them if my water broke. I called my mom and I was like, I'm pretty sure my water just broke. She's like, yep, it is.
Yeah. So Amanda, my wife, you know, called the doctor and the nurse went through the symptoms and she's like, yeah, come in. It sounds like your water broke. But right, Tammy,
I was like, I need to take a shower. This is nasty. And then it just wouldn't stop coming. I was like, okay, let's go to the hospital.
And Roy and I were wondering, Tammy, since we have you on the phone, you're our go-to female here.
Yeah.
Was there any sign? Like, no pre-sign?
No, and I was 3 days late. So I was just like, okay, let's go to Walmart. Let's walk it out. You know, October. Let's just walk it out. And then there it goes.
Yeah, on the movies and TV shows, whenever the water breaks, it's like a mad dash to the hospital. Do you have enough time to go home, put the groceries up, and then go to the hospital?
Oh, yeah, we did. I took a shower because I was like, this is nasty.
Yeah.
But it keeps coming.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
So we literally, like, have to wrap up and then just go to the hospital.
It's the most amazing thing. The human body is such an amazing thing, Tammy. So we're going we're going to find out where Loren was. She's most likely going to be home. It's not like she's going anywhere when her water breaks. But anyway, thanks. You have a great day out there in Gastonia, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Another text message. My water broke as soon as I was about to lay down to sleep. It's actually something I heard. Basically, if...
You heard...
She said it sounded like a water balloon popped.
No, it doesn't.
Come on. No one else is saying that, 704.
You heard a pop? Are you sure you just didn't toot and do it at the same time? Because that may sound like a water.
I was at work when my water broke. My in-laws were taking me to get checked. It had snowed, and I couldn't get my car out. We hit a speed bump going into the hospital, and the jolt made my water break.
So, ladies, if you're past due, just go down some bumpy country roads. You know how neighborhoods have those speed bumps now? Fly down. Hit it 30 and just hit those bumps.
I wonder if a NASCAR driver would donate their time to take them over a couple speed bumps.
Let's talk with Ashley in Gastonia. You're on with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hey, I was calling in to tell y'all, my mom was taking me to work when I was 16, and my brother was on his way out, her water broke, and like 2 minutes later, she's like, I can feel him.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the opposite of what we're hearing from other people who are like, yeah, I had time to shower, put groceries up, put something nice on.
Well, this was her sixth kid, so she knew what she was talking about.
She could do the drive-through delivery.
Sixth kid, yeah. The kid's ready to come out.
Wow, yeah. Ashley. All right, thanks a lot. Have a great day, okay?
Y'all too.
All right. We got a senseless survey, bud. We always love these.
I imagine, like, after the sixth kid, the other kids leave notes behind. Hey, this is how you do it. There's graffiti in there.
Little notes in there, yeah.
We got to get to a senseless survey. It's where I call and ask crazy questions to see how long I can get them on the phone. They think I'm calling from the government, but I'm not. It's new, and it comes your way in 5.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Hannah.
Hi.
Hey, do you know what Hannah spells backwards?
Sorry, who's this?
Hannah.
Wait, sorry, who's calling?
No, I'm Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I just find your name fun because it's one of those, it's a fancy word of what they call it when the name is forward as it is backward. It's not a colloquialism. It's,
no, I get the joke. Sorry, you're calling from the census?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're like my 50th phone call today, so sometimes I get a little off track, but I have to ask you some questions for the year.
Yes, no, that's fine.
Let's go ahead and start with your emotional response. Is it braver to express your feelings than put a brave face on?
I guess express your feelings.
Were unicorns real and they went extinct around the dinosaurs era?
Sorry, unicorns aren't real, but you're calling from the government for the census?
Did green dye sales go up after Green Eggs and Ham was published? This is the literature section.
I do like Dr. Seuss. I don't understand what this has to do with the census count.
Well, it's just about what you think about. What you think about. Is Kesha's song TikTok about the app TikTok?
I don't think so. I don't think that it is.
Who was the first person that dropped the F-bomb, and how awesome are they?
Wait, who is this?
I'm Mr. Brown. Is camping just homeless simulator?
You cannot.
2020? What?
I do not believe that you're calling me from the government right now.
You best believe it. There's a new sheriff in town named Mr. Brown. Do you lie to the sample people at the grocery store and say that you're going to buy it for sure? You're just going to do a lap around the store?
Yes, I do that, actually.
And are you opposed to calling bananas yellows because we call an orange, orange, and orange?
Okay, I have to go to work. I just, like, don't, like, can I fill out my census in the mail and just send it in? Like, is that enough? I don't understand.
Yes. Do straws have one hole or two holes?
What is happening? Who are you?
Is sleeping just an 8-hour blink?
What?
The straws have two holes or just one hole.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got Chelsea and we got Kristen, who's going to be competing with each other since Lorette is out on Can't Beat Lorette. Whoever wins this could be coming back on the show to play again.
If Loren's not here tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, who wants to go first? Chelsea or Kristen? I'll let you guys decide.
Kristen can go first.
All right, I'm going to put Chelsea back on hold. Producer Nicole will pick up on Chelsea so she can't hear these questions. Kristen, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Oprah revealed during a video chat with Gayle King her longtime partner has been racially profiled before. Who is Oprah's longtime partner? What's his name?
Desmond.
Question two. Seth Rogen is a supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement and is getting praised with how he's handling his followers that dare to challenge him. Now, he starred alongside this High School Musical star in the movie Neighbors. Who's that? Three? Two? One. No answer there, Roy. Question three. Kelly Clarkson's daytime talk show is up for 7 Emmy Awards. If she wins this, she's going to be halfway to earning the all-coveted EGOT. Crazy to think that she got her start on the first season of what singing competition show?
American Idol.
Selena Gomez was one of the many artists who participated in Blackout Tuesday. I know the MRL show did. Kiss 95.1 did. We're very happy to be part of that movement. She shut down her entire website for the day. You may remember her for dating Bieber back in the day, but she also dated another Canadian artist.
The Weeknd.
Question five. Samantha Ware says leaving Lea Michele, I'm sorry, says having Lea Michele as her co-star wasn't as fun as you might expect. She accused Lea of making the set of this show they start on together a, quote, living hell. What show was that? Singing show. I'll give you that hint. Three.
Please.
Okay. We'll take Chelsea back.
Wow, that was a good guess.
Educated, they call that, Roy. We don't ever make educated guesses.
No.
No. All right.
Okay. Chelsea, Kristen got 4 correct. Good luck.
All right. Chelsea, are you ready?
Yes.
Oprah revealed during a video chat with Gayle King that her longtime partner has actually been racially profiled before. Who is her longtime partner? What's his name? Three.
I do not watch Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. It is currently 0-1. The correct answer was Stedman.
Kristen got that one right. Mm-hmm. Seth Rogen is a supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement and is getting praised with how he's handling his followers that dare to challenge him. Seth Rogen starred alongside this High School Musical star in the movie Neighbors. Who is that?
Is it Zac Efron?
It is. It's currently 1-1 because Kristen did not know that one.
I can't figure y'all two out. Okay, let's see how we do from here. Kelly Clarkson's daytime talk show is up for 7 Emmy Awards. If she wins, she's going to be halfway to that coveted EGOT. Crazy to think that she got her start on the first season of what singing competition show?
American Idol.
That is correct. It's currently 2-2.
Selena Gomez was one of the many artists who participated in Blackout Tuesday. She actually shut her entire website down for the day. Now, you may remember her from dating Bieber back when, but she also dated another Canadian artist. That's whom?
The Weeknd.
All right, that's correct. It's currently 3-3.
Samantha Ware says having Lea Michele as her co-star wasn't as fun as you might expect. She expect Lea of making the set of this show a, quote, living hell. What show was that?
Give you a hint. It was a singing show.
Glee?
That's a good hint, I guess.
Yep, because that hint worked for Kristen.
Kristen got that, too.
Final score, 4-4. It's a tie, and no one wins when it's a tie.
Yep, so we'll just start fresh tomorrow.
Yep, but thanks, guys, for playing. Good job.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye, Kristen and Chelsea. That's fun. So we'll do that all summer while Loren is on maternity leave. We'll just have you guys play against each other, and the winner will stay on and play the next day. And if there's a tie, we'll just start fresh.
Okay.
I like planning the show on the air.
I like it.
It looked like we prepped that out.
No, if our bosses are listening, we had strategy sessions.
Yes. Long. Okay, now, we do have a strategy because we did actually do some show prep and said, let's help people get that awkward question that they need help asking someone out. And we'll have them come on the radio, and we call it the awkward ask.
We're okay with being awkward, and I think that if you have people on your side, it makes it a lot easier. We have Shelby, Brandon. It's an important question that needs to be asked.
Brandon's her husband.
Okay. Well, let's figure out what this is going to be. It's coming up in 5 with the awkward ask.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
The last time we did the awkward ask,
it was awkward.
It was between two friends, and one friend owed another friend $800. And the one friend didn't think it was important to get that $800 back to her because she said they were for her new boobs. We were like, hey, regardless, she borrowed the money.
And there was extra layers where they were unemployed due to COVID.
Yep.
So it was complicated.
We did this a while ago, and we never thought anybody would really hit us up. But people want us to help them get a question out there that they want to ask someone. And today it is Shelby and her husband, Brandon. What can Shelby need help out with Brandon?
What's going on, Shelby? Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Hi. Yeah, thank you for having me.
No, thank you for agreeing to this silly bit. what do you need help asking?
Yeah, I need help asking something from my husband.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Brandon. He's a sweetheart. He's a police officer. He's just a really great guy. I just, I'm a little nervous to ask him. I'm really wanting to move our timeline up for having a baby.
When was your timeline originally?
Well, we had always talked about it, you know. We just got married not that long ago, last mm-hmm. December. So, and we'd always talked about having a baby in a few years, you know, a couple years, two or three, something like that. That had been what we had agreed on when we got married. And, you know, I look around and I see everything that's going on right now. And I think it's hard to control what's going on in life. And it's hard to see everything that we have to go through every single day and everything the world's going through. And I think I just want to bump up the timeline. I think we just need to live now and start our lives as a family now.
Why did you decide to wait, Shelby? Like, what was the idea? Because I kind of did the same thing with my wife. I was like, let's get married, enjoy our time together with no kids, mm-hmm. and then let's get pregnant. And I had a two-year timeline, and ours lasted a year and a half before we had our first.
Gotcha. I think that's just kind of a normal thing at this point. We just kind of agreed, like you said, let's just enjoy our time together. And I think we figured we would have that time, right? We would have that time and be able to just kind of enjoy that and then work on increasing the family size later. I just don't want to.
Shelby, I gotta say, I don't know if you're aware, but it's kind of a bad time. You said your husband's a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot going on there. Isn't he working the protests?
You know, he has. It's been kind of okay where we're at. You know?
Oh, okay, so you're not. He's not. So what you're saying is he's not in the Charlotte.
He's not CMPD. You don't have to say where he is, but he's not CMPD.
Yeah, he's doing okay so far.
Okay.
You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And
okay.
And then I want to make sure he doesn't hear this next question, and I only want it to be between us, Shelby. Mm-hmm. Be honest with me. Is the only reason why you're trying to move the timeline up because you're pregnant right now? and you're just trying to ease into it?
And you're trying
to solve the problem. It's better to ask forgiveness and permission, I think.
But why not ask him in private? Like, what's your fear? Like, why do you need our help? And we appreciate you DMing us, and we jump on the awkward ask right away, but why did you, what are you expecting him to say?
No.
You know, I worry that everything that's going on right now, with just protests and mm-hmm. the virus and everything, I worry that he's going to have the opposite reaction.
Okay, all right. So you want our help?
There's no time to lose.
To convince him. Okay.
Yeah. Right,
let's bring in Brandon. Brandon, thank you so much for agreeing to join us here on the Mania Roy and the Ren Morning Show. We got your wife Shelby on the line as well. So, go ahead, Shelby.
Hey, Shelby.
Hi. You there, Brandon?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, now, Brandon, Shelby wants to ask you something, and she called us for a little support, and we're just going to sit back and let her ask you something, and if we need to dive in and help you out, we will, okay, Shelby?
Sure.
All right, go ahead. Shoot the question, Shelby.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you how you would feel about bumping up our timeline to have a baby. You know, it's just, I love you to pieces, and I really just feel like with everything that's going on in the world, I don't think we should wait any longer to have something that we know we want. you know, I think we should just do all this now and increase our family now. And I don't want to wait any longer with you. I think we should jump ahead and live our lives. We don't know what tomorrow is going to be. And we know we want this. So what do you think about not waiting a couple of years?
Well, Shelby, you know, I hear you. And you know, I love you, and you know, I want more than anything to start a family with you. I guess, you know, right now I'm just a little nervous. It's a tough time right now to bring. I mean, this year has been crazy, and I can't even imagine what the rest of the year is going to look like. And trying to bring a child into that world right now, I don't know. I mean, I really was comfortable with the more 2 to 3 year timeline, and I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
What if she's pregnant right now, Brandon?
Shelby, are you?
No.
Go with it, Shelby. I'm doing something.
Shelby, yeah, just say, this is where we help out.
If you say yes, and then he's okay with it, then you can advance the timeline.
How does 9 months sound?
Well, all right. I guess we better start preparing.
I guess we got a little more work to do with Brandon.
By the way, I knew that he would be for it. She looks at the world and says, I want to bring a baby into it. And I look at it and I'm like, let's go hide. There's coronavirus, murder hornets, protests.
But I want to jump in and say something, Brandon and Shelby, if you guys can hang on. We're also getting some feedback from some people who listen to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show who are texting us. And they're pro-Shelby and reasons why Brandon should say yes in the awkward ask. So can you hang out with us a minute, you guys?
Yeah.
All right,
so when we come back, it's going to be the awkward ask, and we're going to convince Brandon that he's wrong and he needs to move up the timeline. It's on the way with the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
The MRL morning show on demand.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show. No Loren today. She's having some pains and she's resting. She's supposed to have a baby Saturday, so. We are on baby watch here.
Yeah, she just couldn't sleep at all last night, so we said, don't come on the show tired today. You get sleep, mama.
We don't need an exhausted Loren.
No.
All right, we got awkward ask between Shelby and Brandon. Shelby asked her husband, Brandon, who is a police officer, would you be okay if we sped up our 2-year plan of having a child? And let's do it now.
Yeah, and Shelby, you brought up a great point. You said there's no guarantee of tomorrow. And you're speaking of, obviously, the COVID-19 crisis that we've been dealing with for the last 3 months, the pandemic. You just never know. That came out of nowhere. And now your husband, who's on the phone, Brandon, is going to work as a police officer and, you know, dealing with his social justice issues that he's got to deal with. And I'm sure, Brandon, you're handling it fine. Yeah. Right, Brandon?
I am. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously, thank you for your service. Thank you for doing what you do for the communities. But we are asking you to move up your date of having a baby. And you said you think the opposite of what Shelby's saying, like because of all the craziness now, you should put on the brakes now more than ever. But we're getting a lot of messages, y'all, from people who disagree, basically saying the exact opposite. I'm pro Shelby. No one's 100% 704 text in. We never know what the world is going to look like in days, weeks, or months to come. It's always scary. What if things only get worse 2 years down the road? Then you're going to put it off again.
Right. They already get the, they're saying what them cicadas are coming back. You see that? Yeah. After 17 years sleeping.
They're going to start crawling out of the ground.
Yeah. It can only get worse from here.
704 says just because you start trying doesn't mean it happens right away. It could also take months or years, so you never know. 828 says take it from someone who put it off. Go for it now.
Ooh.
And here's 828 that says, I think they should wait 6 months and reassess. She's got baby fever, 205 says. She probably has a bunch of friends who are getting pregnant right now due to the quarantine. I'm with Brandon. Too much going on. They should spend time together with just them. It's a big lifestyle change with the kids. 205's not lying. That's a great text, too.
All right, so you got one on your side, Brandon.
I'm glad to hear that. No, I mean, listen, I like the idea of waiting 6 months. I think that's pretty, you know, smart, and then we can kind of reassess from there. I just, right now, there's a lot going on, and I'm not really sure if right now is the time to start trying, but maybe in a couple months, yeah.
Yeah. I get you, you know.
That's not a no, Shelby.
It's not a yes.
No, but I mean, you upped it 6 months from trying for 2 years. Hold on a second, yeah. Brandon. Hold on, okay? Producer Nicole, pick up with Brandon real quick. I'm putting him on hold. Just get off the pill. It could be an oopsie baby.
Yeah, trap him in.
Shelby, you're the wife. You control it. Don't you know that? Brandon doesn't know that. He's not married long enough yet. Yeah. I'm married 9 years now. I know.
Well, they just got married in December. See, yeah. Shelby, you create the rules and he follows them.
Okay. He's coming back. All right, Shelby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Brandon, we'll work with that timeline.
Sounds really good, dude. 6 months it is.
Good luck.
You know what? I actually, having some moments to myself there, I...
You had a second to yourself. Would you have a whole self-realization?
I had a change of heart, Shelby. Honey, let's start trying now. I think this is actually a good time to start.
Brandon, right, who texted you? Someone's texting you, Bert. Someone's hearing you on the radio. You do not do such a 180 that quick.
I mean, I really actually started thinking of, like, I thought about it a lot more. I thought about, you know, there are no guarantees in life. And even though I feel uncertain, even though I feel, you know, a little perturbed by what's going on.
Nicole texted him and said, you better say yes.
Nicole texted him, you're ruining our radio segment, our producer's, you jerk.
Our producer's like, we're 10 for 10 on the awkward ask. Okay, listen. All right. If you're... See, the thing that stuck out for me in all this, and Brandon, we got to run, but is just because you start trying doesn't mean baby's going to be here in a year, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know? So...
Absolutely.
So at least you're willing to try. Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Let's start trying.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you, Shelby. Brandon, good luck,
thanks
guys.
For your service. Okay. But Shelby, who texted him for real?
I don't know, but I'm going to send out a mass text to all my friends now.
Yeah, somebody texted him.
All right. Thanks, Shelby. Thanks for DMing us and coming on, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
And how about this? My personal opinion? Let's put it off. I didn't want to tell him that because I didn't want to go against with Shelby. But he's going through a lot and everyone's going through a lot.
You know what we did, though? Like, we just started the conversation. Yeah. There's going to be a lot more to that.
How weird was his 180 within 2 seconds?
I put him on hold for a minute.
I mean, it's almost like Nicole picked up his line and scared the crap out of him. Said, listen here, Brandon. This radio segment consistently fails, which means my show is failing. So you will agree to this.
Actually, I feel like we've been 5 for 5 on the awkward ask, and she's like, I want to keep the streak alive.
Oh.
You better make it a positive. But anyway, thanks to Brandon. The awkward ask, if you want us to help you guys ask someone something awkward, well, you saw the way it plays out on the radio. We'll do it. Just DM us at the MRL show. We got the mayor coming up in just a little over 15 minutes. We're going to talk to Mayor Vi Lyles about everything that's happening in our city. And we'll touch on the RNC. Still lots to do with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Don't go anywhere.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is this?
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We got the mayor's going to be joining the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Mayor Vi Lyles coming up less than 10.
I was just telling Roy off the air, I'm going to Hilton Head today with my family, a pre-planned trip that we planned a while ago. My cousin has a place down there, and I've never been to Hilton Head. I've been in Charlotte for 8 years and never been to Hilton Head before. Have you?
No. Isn't that where the rich people go?
I don't know.
I always go to Folly.
That's where I
Charleston.
Go.
Charleston, that's a cool spot.
I love me some Folly. I've been to Kiowa. It's a little bougie for me.
Is it? I've never been there. Sounds like an exotic island.
Right.
You are.
Well, so does Tiga K, quite honestly.
He really does.
But I'm leaving today. Listen to this. I got the great people at Loan Pronto coming to my house to do the refinance at 11:30. And it's going to be just like a movie where there's so much going on. You know, right at the beginning, you're trying to get one thing done, like Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
Remember in the movie Home Alone, it was Christmas. They had a huge pizza party. They were still packing and they're leaving for France like the next day.
Yeah, it was nuts.
That's how your life is.
You're going to refinance your home today and go travel.
So as Amanda's signing papers, I'm going to start loading the car and then be like, hey, call me when you need me to sign papers. They're coming to the house.
That's so amusing.
Hey, do me a favor, Ann from Lone Pronto. Take that bag out when you walk out, would you? Put it in the back of the car. Help me get the wagon in. I'd like to help you. You know how, like, whenever you pack, you're always on edge?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're grabbing it wrong, Ann.
There's a certain way you got to put it in so it all fits.
It. Forget it.
And then you go through the snack lunchbox. You start pitching the ideas. What do you think, chocolate-covered pretzels or no? What do you mean they're going to melt? It's not that far away.
So funny. And then we have a foster dog from the Carolina Boxer Rescue. And Charlotte, her name is going, I have to take her to Gastonia to go and sit with someone.
Okay.
Because I can't bring her. So she's going to somebody's place. So I gotta stop there.
So you got to go north to go back down south.
I'll be in Hilton Head by Friday, I think.
Yeah.
And then turn around and come back on Saturday.
You're not going to get there till like 8 p.m.
I know. And plus we have the bonus hour here on this show, so I'm working till 11 now.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be able to rip out of here at 9:55.
No, you're on.
But anyway, no, it should be fun. And then you and Loren will be working, or you and Nicole will be working.
Oh, something.
You know?
The show continues without you.
Give a Loren update, because people are texting, where is she? We haven't heard her, and maybe it's our fault. We're not saying it enough.
Oh, she is, as of right now, no baby yet. But she's resting. She was up all night, and we don't want a tired, soon-to-be mama. So no Loren today. And I actually encouraged her to take the whole week, to be honest, because she's supposed to have the baby Saturday. I'm like, what are you doing trying to get on the radio and be fun? I would be so miserable.
Yeah. She said she could text us and pop on.
Yeah.
You know, so. All right, we're up against a break because we're up against the mayor supposed to call in. Nicole, are we still on time for the mayor? 8:30, you think? Yeah, she's giving us thumbs up. What are you eating? Tell everyone. What is that galosh?
Excuse me.
Oh, my gosh.
I am eating a steak, rice, and veggie bowl.
What's the steak?
Steak.
Cow?
Is that from over a week ago?
Yeah.
Wait, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you? So Nicole and I is getting food meals sometimes from the same place. They made that over a week ago. That's bad. You shouldn't be eating that now.
I'm hungry, and it's meals that I already paid for, so I'm going to eat them.
No, you eat whatever you want, but I'm asking you a serious question. Is the steak cow?
Yeah.
I thought you were vegetarian.
When? Since when has she been vegetarian?
I'm flexitarian.
Oh. That means you can do what you want when you want?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
That's a cool move, Nicole. Nothing like making us make a special accommodations for you, and then on a whim, you're breaking your...
I have to watch a cow video out of slaughter, but now it's okay. Okay, I get it. All right, hang out. Mayor Vi Lyles is going to join us. We'll have serious conversation about what's going on locally here in Charlotte. We'll get updates on the RNC and talk about the protest, the peaceful protest, and how the police are handling it. It's all coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
You know, we had met a mayor on before, and we're going to bring her back, Mayor Vi Lyles. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you, Manny. Thank you, Roy. You guys are doing well, I hope, today.
We are, Mayor, and, you know, it's a funny thing how things work. You know, last time we spoke with you, we were talking about the COVID-19 coronavirus crisis, and then suddenly another issue pops up. And as a politician, I guess you got to be prepared on all fronts, right?
Well, we do. And we haven't forgotten that COVID-19 is still there. But the idea that people had to watch a man being murdered on TV by a police officer and seeing the national reaction to it, and Charlotte's a part of it, you're right. You have to be really ready to drink a lot of coffee and not sleep much at night.
Yeah, I imagine. Now, Loren's not with us today. She's going to be having a baby Saturday, so she's taking some time off. So you only get me, Roy, and Manny. And we just kind of wanted to touch base with you, and we've talked to officials as the protest has gone on, and you know, when everyone watched that horrible murder of George Floyd, I specifically want to talk to you about what happened yesterday, because things got out of hand.
Badly, very fast, didn't it? I mean, we have to just say it. It went bad really fast.
Yeah.
And that's really regrettable. I think we're going to look at it. I watched the tape and the video, some of it live, and then kept going back to that scene where the protesters were really in a place that it was just shouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
so we're looking at this right now.
And if you don't know what we and the mayor are talking about, there's this video that's going around, and it's been all over the news, where there's a police line on one side of a block. There's a police line on the other side of the block right here in Charlotte. And the protesters can't leave between the police lines, yet they are shooting tear gas and telling them to disperse. But they can't disperse to anywhere. And they can't go anywhere. And they were, you know, there was a... You know, we were
miscommunication
just,
had to be.
It looked like
yeah.
it. I mean, because at one point, the protesters had to break into a garage. You know, one thing we don't want to see is destruction of property. They literally had to destruct property to get away.
Yeah, I want to thank Charlotte Nerves, the online version, as well as the editor. He was out there all night, and he was calling them, and he was saying, this is peaceful, this is peaceful. We got the number of people. But then when they, I think it would be like having barricaded in by CMPD. It was a horrible incident, and I think we've got to do something differently and get better at this, because I don't think these protests are going to stop. I've never seen anything like this. You know, I was a kid when Martin Luther King was died, and there were riots, Rodney King, I mean, all of these things, but this is different. The audience, there are actually more African-Americans out there that, that perhaps are considered, you know, radical, but the number of young white people out there has made a huge impact. So I think this is national, but I also think for us it's different locally, where so many people have come together to say that this horrendous act of murder by of George Floyd has impacted how we look at policing, and now we are going to have to start dealing with these issues of race, especially for African-American men.
Mayor Vile Isles with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Mayor, how often do you and Chief talk about the day or review the evening? Is that something that you guys do daily? And do you have input in how things are handled?
We do review, and we have a plan. And I don't know what went south with this plan or awry with this plan. Right now, we're having those discussions, but I made a commitment to talk with you guys. So I will join those discussions.
Yeah, tell the chief to wait a minute. It's important for you to be here and getting your voice out to our listeners.
They probably are going to be able to do an analysis more quickly. We just need to move quickly to answer this reply or to reply to the community about this act.
You know, one thing we're seeing a lot of is police reform. Netflix just donated $1 million towards police reform. Do you think that, and are you working on any police reform or any police brutality, anything to end, dismantle police brutality? Is there projects that you guys are working on to stop this?
You know, I think anytime you're in a situation, when we had this in 2016, we implemented a number of reforms. So we may be a little bit ahead of the game, but the game is changing. Mm-hmm. And so we have to figure out what we need to do. Yes, we are looking at issues around the idea of how do we manage protesting. That's the immediate issue right now. How do we manage to allow people to protest peacefully, even if it's at midnight? And then the second thing that we are looking at, I think, are other policies that would make sure. Now, we already have the policy against the kind of knee hold that they did and the choke hold. So we've done that. So we've learned a lot since Keith Lamont Scott. But we are always up for a review. We're talking to people about what that could be. We are going to change. It's just like the virus. We have to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm freaked out about that. Like, I think there's going to be a big spike in the virus.
Yeah, we'll see.
We've been growing and spiking a little bit every day. I don't know whether that's the result of more testing, but we're looking at a trend that we are increasing the number of positive cases in our county right now.
Just with everyone all together, I get nervous, you know, man.
Yeah, with the protest, people yelling without masks on, and the droplets are the exact way this thing transfers, but listen, whatever comes our way, we'll handle. One thing, Mayor Lyles, that we heard this morning from a police officer with 9 years training, and he didn't say it was with CMPD or not. He
remained anonymous.
He remained anonymous. But he brought us something interesting that kind of grabbed my attention, because the CMPD is reporting last night's issue, and I'm only bringing this up because it's so new, that when the CMPD said someone threw a bot or is throwing bottles at police officers, and the police officers are now asking the crowd to disperse. This officer who came on with us this morning said that they're trained to know that the minute a bottle comes flying at them, that he called it a riot at that point. And I think there needs to be some
middle ground,
some conversation about when a protest becomes a riot. Just because a couple of knuckleheads are throwing stuff at police officers doesn't mean now you have 400 rioters.
No, there's like,
right?
Yeah, how can the police pick out the bad eggs out of the crowd of 1,500 people?
I don't know the answer to that.
And that's what they would say. How would I pick out the peaceful versus the people that they may throw the first bottle, but will they throw something that's flammable in that bottle? So I think our police officers are trained, and I believe a riot is the way the law describes it.
Yeah.
That once you begin to be attacked, it's become a riot. It becomes unlawful. And so I think that's what that officer was saying. But at the same time, we also have to know the history of dealing with riots has been that kind of reaction creates more violence.
It incites it. What message do you have, Mayor, for the protesters to ensure their safety as we move forward? Like you said, you don't think the protests are going to end anytime soon. I don't either. A lot of these people don't have the jobs to go back to right now. So that gives them the opportunity to protest. What would you say to someone who's listening right now who said, you know, I don't want to have a flash bomb thrown at me or rubber bullets shot at me?
Well, we do not use rubber bullets.
That's great to know.
Sure. We do not use rubber bullets in Charlotte.
Good.
Great.
So one of the things that I would like for people to know is that we take this seriously, and we want people to be able to protest seriously and safely. And we will look at every means that we can to protect the protesters and to make sure that both our police officers and the protesters can do this well.
One last question, Mayor, because there's a lot of things happening in the city of Charlotte, and we'll let you go. RNC, you know, Trump tweeted out pretty much alluding that it's not happening. Do you know any updates with that? Have they looped you in on what's going on?
Well, I read the tweet. I think often, you know, the tweets come late at night, and I was dealing with other issues at the time. And what he said is that they're going to look for another location. It would be very difficult to find, I think, in this city anywhere that you could host 20,000 people in one space considering COVID-19.
Is that your call, Mayor Lyles, or is that you and Governor Cooper?
Governor Cooper sets the standards for the state, and Charlotte will follow those standards.
Okay.
And he has said that we cannot have mass gatherings. Right now, we're still at 10. So even the protesters are doing something against the
guidelines,
orders.
Yeah.
But given the size of the crowd, we've not tried to say, well, we're going to enforce this because of COVID-19. We're still trying to have people protest safely, asking them to wear masks, asking them to use hand sanitizer, and be careful and make sure that they get tested as soon as they can.
Well, Mayor Vilaus, I hear your phones are going off. I know you're very busy today. A lot has happened in the Queen City. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us here on the Manny Roy and the Wren Show. You know, now more than ever, you know, we need leaders like you, and we're all looking towards you, and we appreciate you for doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you, Manny. Thank you, Roy.
All right, take care. Bye. Thanks, Mayor. No pressure.
Yeah, pretty
Just
much.
Just make everything right.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at KISS 95.1.
We just had Mayor Vi Lyles on with the Manny Roy and the Wren Morning Show. If you missed that interview where we talked about the incident involving CMPD and the protesters last night, and we also talked about the plans of moving forward and the RNC, you can listen to that interview on the KISS 95.1 app. We have something called the MRL On Demand Podcast, which you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and you'll hear the interview there.
So much happening in the world, and so much happening here with Manny, Roy, and Loren. And we try to use this radio show to bring positivity, change, and, you know, laughs, quite honestly. Loren's not in today. She's not feeling well. But she came up with the idea. We'll give her the credit. she named it the School's Out Shout Out Hotline.
Yep, it's where you didn't have to say you didn't have the opportunity to say your proper goodbyes. So we now have a phone line that you can call. Tell us your name, which school you go to, and who you shout out.
You can be a teacher who wants to shout out students. You could be a principal who wants to shout out the entire school. You could be a parent who wants to shout out your graduate. Whatever it is, you could call the number. We'll give you the number here in a minute. But here's a couple of examples of what we've gotten on the School's Out Shout-Out Hotline so far.
Shout-out to Carson Alfaro, graduating from North Lincoln High School.
There you go. Nice, short and sweet. But what about a student who has something sweet to say about a teacher?
My name is Alexander. I go to Ebenezer Avenue Elementary School. And I'd like to shout-out my fifth-grade teacher, Miss Collins. She's always been the nicest to me. Even though I've been having some rough days at school, she's always been there to have my back. Thank you, Miss Collins.
That is so awesome.
It really is.
Love that.
If you want the number, we're going to have it up on our socials on Instagram at the MRL Show. The number is 704-899-4071.
We wish it was easier. A different number, 1-800-MRL.
No, we can't afford that.
No, we simply can't afford that. But give us your shout outs. We want to play them. Every morning we'll do shout outs at 650, 750, 850, 950. And you get the Kiss 95.1 airwaves all to yourself. And it's free, and it's a lot of fun to do. So we're going to load these up and start playing these in the upcoming weeks. The School's Out Shout-Out Hotline. Head to at the MRL Show on Insta to get the number there. Women reveal their men's gross personal hygiene habits. We'll discuss after 9 on Kiss.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So no Loren today. She's out resting. She's going to be having a baby Saturday, y'all.
A little baby boy.
Yeah, hours away. Women revealed their man's grossest personal hygiene habits, and these were so gross, I had a hard time hearing them. Reading them.
Is this that article that we found from the Whisper app?
Yeah, where yeah. It's pretty much they store our idea for Confession Wednesday and put it into an app. So something that I think a lot of people do is clipping your toenails and not doing it like over a trash can. So you do it out in the open, and then you have to try to collect it. But this boyfriend doesn't collect them all.
Guilty. Do you remember over here there was a bunch of fingernails all over the place?
Right, because you would throw them on the ground.
Who would?
You would.
AJ.
Okay. It's
our old night guy.
It's convenient for you to blame the guy who's no longer here. Okay.
Don't at me, AJ. You know it was you. Yeah, I do the toenail thing and the fingernail thing, and then I'll put them on like the table, and then I'll walk away, and then you can't find them. You're so sure you can find them.
They're so small. It's like they turn invisible. I do the same thing. It's just disgusting. It's a disgusting habit. Let's see here. I'm embarrassed that you could see my boyfriend's earwax just by standing next to him. Is another confession from a girlfriend?
Hold on. I should get my wife on for this.
She'd probably say, yeah, you do all these.
I think so. I'm going to find out which one bothers her the most, dude, because she's got some that aren't that. I'm calling myself. That definitely aren't on that list. Keep going, bud.
This one's going to be a pretty heavy one, so get ready. I discovered my husband has skid marks.
Oh!
He claims it's because he scratches too hard. I think it's because he doesn't wipe well.
You couldn't have spared us on one of the ones?
Nope. This is what happens when Loren's not here.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see here.
That's my wife.
Wow. It's a big day. You guys are going out of town today. So she's probably trying to get the kids ready, get everything ready.
I know. But so far, I'm 3 for 3. Although I do my own underwear laundry. She doesn't do it.
You even do your own clothes, don't you?
I do. Yes. Because I'm on a different schedule than she is.
See, me and Sterling share. In fact, Sterling does a lot of laundry himself, to be honest.
But I do a lot of Amanda's stuff because Amanda will leave stuff in the washer that I got to put over to the dryer. Then I want my stuff dried, so I got to pull her stuff out, including underwear, which ends up everywhere.
So then do you fold her stuff or no?
I do, but not the right way.
Okay.
So okay. Are there a couple more on that list?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You can still keep going, or do you want to go to break?
No, forget break. This is much better than commercial.
All right. So these are the women have revealed their man's grossest personal hygiene habits. And I guess if you want to join the conversation, you can as well. If you want to talk crap about your man, 704-570-9595.
My wife agrees with the wax.
Okay. How about this one? My boyfriend revealed he only showers once a week.
Yeah, that's gross.
I want to dump him now. My boyfriend has such bad BO that it literally makes my sheets stink.
Now, I thought I had bad BO, and I did. And you know what I did? It was simple. A simple fix.
Shower?
Yes, finally. No. Simpler than that, but I switched deodorants.
Oh, yeah.
I was using something that just wasn't protecting me. It sounds like a commercial.
It does. No, but you're right, though, because and how about this move? I typically use a Dove deodorant, not a plug for them. It's just what I use. And then when the quarantine happened, I was too afraid to go to the store. So I ordered Dove online, but I could only find a UK London version.
Oh.
Which I thought, how could this be any different than our product? Oh, was I wrong? like I had to apply it almost twice a day. It's like less potent over there.
Yes. Isn't that weird?
But yet when I did the spray can, because I use a spray can, when I did the spray can, the spray was more harder than the American version. It blasts, but I have to do it more. I'm like, what type of scam is this?
Why do I find it funny that you use the spray deodorant?
Did you use the wipe one?
I use the dry glide. That's what's best.
I don't use that. I use the spray all the time.
What do you use, Nicole? Do you use a spray or a glide?
I use a natural glide.
A natural glide? I always, probably something that's not made with chemicals. It's organic and vegan friendly or something. No, I use the spray. I've used the spray since I was a little kid. I'll probably end up getting like armpit cancer
or
something.
Lots of chemicals in that.
I know. But it works.
He smells delicious. Is it Axe? Tell me it's Axe and I'm throwing you out.
It's not Axe. It's like Dove. It doesn't even stain your black shirts. That was always my biggest thing. It would stain my black shirts.
Okay. Yeah, I used to use the spray too, but I don't know. I felt like I was just grow out of it.
What do you mean grow out of it?
I don't know. I feel like the spray is for younger people.
Is it?
I think.
Is it?
Roy, I just think that. I don't know.
It
now
freaks
you
me out.
Wondering.
If I look at my deodorant and I see my armpit hair in there, that freaks me out.
I know. You got to go through. You got to put it right back where it. The great thing is, if it comes off on one arm, you put the hair back on the other when you wipe it on. My wife gets on me for my eyelashes.
Okay.
Some of them are crazy. My eyebrow hair, my ear hair, and the hair. I have like a small beard. She doesn't like the hair leaning over my lip.
Okay.
That's why I told you we should have gotten her on. The list is long about what disgusts her about me.
How do you do your ears hair? Do you just pull them out?
No, I shave them with the razor, my electric razor.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, that's a great list. There's more, though, right? We'll put them up at kiss951.com.
Yeah, we'll put them on.
All right, if you missed earlier this morning, we did an awkward ask. We're going to play that back for you after 10 in our bonus hour. Shelby wanted to up the time that her and her husband, Brandon, are supposed to have kids. They're supposed to wait 2 years. She wants to move a little quicker because the world is ever-changing. So she and the Manny, Roy, and Laurent show have a conversation. We'll play that after 10 o'clock this morning in our bonus hour. So much more to get to. Roy, I have a question for you about something happening in your neighborhood, and it kind of freaked you out. So we'll talk about that coming up just around 9:20 this morning.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
A lot of people have given us feedback about the conversation we had with the mayor. I like this one DM we got that said, I didn't vote for her, but I thought the mayor was very well spoken when you guys were asking your questions about last night's incident with the CMPD and the protesters uptown.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Just listen. Right? Don't get defensive.
Just hear what they have to say.
If you don't like it, don't vote for them, but at least listen. Someone that we want to vote for when the mayor's term is up to become mayor, although I don't know if he can do it because he lives down in Rock Hill, Roy.
That would be Angry Frank. He's called our show many times, and he's this guy that just, he's been on the news, by the way, because the police had an encounter with him where he was naked. It was a whole thing. But he's just this character of a guy.
And he's called us a bunch of times, like Roy just said, and he left us a voicemail, but he didn't really leave us a voicemail. We don't have a receptionist working right now at the radio station, like a lot of places don't, because there's just not a lot of people working here except for the on-air staff. And you could call us, and I guess somehow through the automated switchboard, Roy, you're supposed to be able to get a message to us, but this message went to engineering. And when they went to engineering, he left this message, and engineering sent it to us.
Okay.
Which I find funny. That Frank was just going to leave a voicemail for anybody. Listen to this.
New messages.
Oh, I don't even know if I got the right number. This is a message for Manny Roy and the Loren Show. I hope you guys get this. And, hey, Loren, you're going to have that baby, huh, girl? Okay. I want you to know that I'm going to give you something very dear to me, girl. It's my teddy bear I kept over the years. Aww. I'm going to give it to Leroy to bring it over to you so that you will have it in time so you can hug on something to that baby. Hug on to something because I know having a baby can be easy. And what's going on here in the Queen City, I ain't happy about. But I tell you one thing, this is how I feel about the whole doggone thing, is that I love my country, and I love the fact that we have the freedom to protest. That's right. I love the fact that we have that, and I support those protesters out there. Do what you do. You kids are our future. But this is what I do not like, and I'm going to tell you straight right now. You agitators that come in our town and tear everything up, you get the hell out of our town, or you pick up a broom, or pick up a shovel, and help us clean it up. Now that's all I got to say. Goodbye.
By the way, he called me Leroy.
I know.
I'm Roy.
I know. I wonder why he called you Leroy. You must have mentioned it at some point. Anyway, I thought that was really funny from Frank. And then who knew? He has a teddy bear that he wants to give to Loren.
I imagine he has a lot of unique things. I just want to spend a day with Frank.
It's Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
No Loren today. She was out resting, was up all night with some labor pains. Doesn't think she's going to have the baby. She just went to the doctor and they did a procedure on her.
To get her ready?
But I don't know if I mean, I've already said it a couple times this morning. Is it invasive for me to say what they did?
It sounds invasive.
It does, right?
I don't know if you should say it.
All right, they stripped her membranes.
That just sounds so painful.
Somebody texted and said, that's news to me. I thought the membrane was in your head.
Right?
You know who that someone was?
Nicole,
our producer. That's right.
But I agree with her on that.
We talked earlier in the week and a little bit last week about how Loren has two names that she's really sitting on, one she's really leaning on. And then I said, I bet you this baby's going to be born on Saturday when you're induced and you're going to see the baby boy. And a third dark horse name that's not even on your radar right now is going to come up. And I thought for sure she'd be like, no, but she didn't. She was like, yeah, I think you could be right.
You know, and she may be doing that. She may have just said that to... Because there's a side of people that want her to do one name. She wants to do another one, and she's kind of by herself in that argument. So she's like, oh, I don't want them to get their name, so let's just do this third name, and nobody wins.
Right.
Nobody wins this game.
I was just reading something, a story up at kiss95.1.com. This guy married a woman, and they're both so-called math geniuses. They teach math, I guess, in college. So they wanted to pick a name of a child with a math reference, and they came up with one that they thought was fun with cute. However, the husband is more serious about it than she is. So she posted on social saying, I love the name Jacob, Dylan, Jared. And my husband chimed in and said, yeah, I was thinking cube, like Rubik's cube.
Hmm.
And I thought he was joking, she goes on to say, but he's serious. I told him it was the stupidest name ever, and he got all offended and didn't talk to her for the rest of the day. I told them that if he thinks it's cute, I'd rather name the kid Sweater than Cube. You know, I love families who name their kid after something that means something about them in their life. Not just necessarily a name. Like, you're a junior.
Right.
But, like, John Travolta loves to fly.
So what name is kid playing?
Jet.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, son's name's Jet.
So what would my kid's name be? Netflix?
Flix?
Food?
Flix isn't a bad name.
Come on, food.
Flix isn't a bad name. Stop. Get out of here.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. We're doing a show.
When is my request coming up? I want to hear that song.
Ed Sheeran next.
Or how about a mac and cheese? Come on, mac and cheese. Let's go, Bo.
I like...
By the way, that was our boss that came in the room.
Yeah.
We had to kick him out. We got to be socially distant here.
He opens the door and wants to come in and chat.
Which I love that he wants to be our friend and come talk.
Nicole, what would you name your child if it was like related something back to you? Tat?
I don't know. I really want my kid to be named Lincoln.
Why?
I just have a really strong, I don't know, I really like that name. I've liked it for probably like 4 years now.
After the president or the logs?
Well, actually, from a character on the CW's 100.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, no one's going to go that route.
Yeah, you might be on your own. That's cool, though. I like that.
That's from a CW 100.
I like the name Simon, but Amanda didn't want to name Dean Simon because she thought that people would think that we were going after Simon Cowell.
Yeah, see, I do have, like...
Really?
It will have to be based on name recognition, because when you say Simon, I think of Simon Cowell.
Really? Yeah. It's gonna be I don't at all.
My Simon was for Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran, one of my favorite artists growing up. There was Simon Le Bon, Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf.
Back 50 years ago.
It wasn't 50.
It was 80.
Their
90,
album came out in, like, 84.
So 40 years ago.
That's not true.
80?
I wasn't 90. 5 when their album came out. I was 9.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Those 3 years.
It was my first concert I ever went to.
4 years. Okay.